The world is full of good poems and bad ones. My next guest says that what we as readers bring to a poem can be just as significant as the writer's intent. Her name is Anne Fine, and her work has been featured in a wide range of publications. Her first book of poems, A Nest This Size, will be published this November by Shearsman Books. Anne is also a teacher, and she's been the director of two community writing centers, including Casa Libre en la Solana here in Tucson. She presents a beginning writer's workshop called Good Poem, Bad Poem at the U of A Poetry Center beginning October 15th. I started by asking her why so many writers struggle to find their own voice.
Well, that's part of the reason why Casa Libre was created in the first place, was because the biggest block is day-to-day life and the routine, so that getting into the creative space, you know, Emily Dickens, A Room of One's Own, everyone needs that space to be productive and to disappear into the creative mind. And I think our regimented lives sort of stunt that for us. And so it's very difficult to even get there in the first place. So it might not even be writer's block so much as it is just life block, you know.
What's some of the advice that you give to someone who's never written, who's maybe never journaled or done anything like that? What are some of the basic things that you tell them when they're staring at that blank page?
Begin. Just begin. I mean, people aren't so frightened when you give them permission. Say there's no rules. There's really no rules. The only rule is that you begin somewhere, and the rest will work itself out.
Who or what gave you permission when you were getting started?
I think for every artist that's a very different, there's going to be a very different answer. But for me, it was probably a matter of survival. Growing up in a household where conversation and expressing your feelings and talking wasn't really happening. And so, I mean, I started out with just drawing and things like that. But then one day when I realized I could write, and when I realized what poems were, a whole new world opened up to me, and I just never stopped.
Tell us about the book that you have coming out. It'll be published soon, and it's called A Nest This Size. First of all, what does the title mean?
The title, what does it mean? These are dangerous questions, you know, because you're asking me to give you a definitive answer, which I sort of revolt against a little bit. But yes, it is purposeful. Obviously, when you say a nest this size, you don't hear the words a nest this size. If there has to be a point, if there has to be a goal for the book, which certainly I didn't know when I was first beginning to write it, is the trying to reach the size of your abidance and fit into what we most recognize as a nest of ourselves. Once we get there, the end result could be anesthetizing.
You just said that when you were first writing the poems for the book, you didn't necessarily know what direction it was taking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on the other end of it, how did you know when you were done? How did you know when it was a book?
That's a good question. I like that question because before this, I have several other manuscripts that I've written. And to me, they're not done. Now, that's very hard to articulate why, but I did know when this book was done. I felt a very complete feeling about it. It felt very, very finished. And this, I mean, several years of revision went into it. So it was the greatest feeling in the world to go, oh, this is done. This is done, really. It is. It's done. I can let it go now.
Well, let's talk about the good poem, bad poem concept. You're teaching a poetry workshop, and it's described as a beginner's poetry workshop.
Yes.
Can you explain to us what you mean by good poem, bad poem?
There are successful poems and there are unsuccessful poems. There are poems that sort of fade into the abyss, like most of our poems that we wrote to our boyfriends and girlfriends in high school when we're really, really upset. I think most people can agree that those poems aren't the greatest poems in the world. But the concept of good poem, bad poem, for me, is even deeper than that. It's just about what do we bring to what we think is good and bad? What do we bring, and what have we been told to think about poetry and about poems? The reason why it's a beginning poetry class, for instance, is because that way we can start from what we think. What is our aesthetic? Some people don't even think they have an aesthetic idea of what poetry is, but they do. Whether they got it from Shel Silverstein or Robert Frost or Edgar Allan Poe or Shakespeare, or they're seasoned readers of poetry, they all bring something to their opinions about poetry. So are these good opinions or bad opinions? That's probably more what we're going to get to.
What do you think are some of the hallmark qualities of a good poem and some of the hallmark qualities of a bad poem?
Some of the hallmark qualities of a good poem for me is a poem that will stay with me, that I can revisit, and it unfolds again another layer of meaning that I didn't catch the first time. It has layers. It reads as if I have never read it before, and it surprises me and stops me for a moment and makes me think about whatever it is it wants me to think about. And the hallmarks of a bad poem, I just read this poem 1,000 times before, so why is it here again?
What do you think it is that scares people about poetry?
I think people are scared about poetry. It's very simple, because I deal with this all the time. I don't understand it. I don't understand it, and that's very simple too, because we're used to reading things linearly and understanding that this happens, then this happens, and we almost expect what's going to happen. We're very comfortable with that. We are uncomfortable when we are stopped by grammar or by syntax or by funny language. Riddles, especially, because a lot of poetry has a very codified sort of feeling. And so people think, well, this isn't for me. It's not speaking to me. It's too hard. I don't.
And your message is?
It's for everyone. It's your language. It's in your language. And it's just unfamiliar. Relax and let it be what it is on the page. Stop forcing it to be something that you're unfamiliar with, and be okay with the unfamiliar. Because there is a great joy in, once you relax and allow poetry to take you where it's trying to take you and where it took the poet, it's a really sort of ecstatic feeling to be taken to that other place.
We have more information about the upcoming Good Poem, Bad Poem workshop online. It's on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org.